Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Genesis chapter 15, verse 5. The Lord took Abram outside and said, "Look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them." Then he said to him, "So shall your offspring be." Imagine the headline, 100-year-old man and 90-year-old wife have baby. No self-respecting newspaper would consider printing it. Such an outlandish story would only be fodder for the tabloids. Readers would be more likely to believe that little green men had recently arrived from Mars. So when curious readers discover the story of Abraham and his wife Sarah in the pages of Genesis, it's not surprising that the account is often dismissed as a myth. After all, who would honestly believe that such a thing was possible? Christians would, and the reason is simple, because that's the whole point of Christian faith. Why should Christians have a faith that expects them to believe things that are possible? That's no faith at all. That's just observation. But Christian faith believes the impossible. Like when God took that worn-out, childless man, pointed out the array of heavenly stars on a cloudless night, and said, "So shall your offspring be." In other words, that's how many children will be in your family. Abraham was no fool. He understood how impossible it was. St. Paul later commented how Abraham faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Romans chapter 4, verse 19. But did those facts destroy his faith? Hardly. They hardened his faith, since he was fully persuaded that God had power to do what he promised. Romans chapter 4, verse 21. Abraham and Sarah's situation was so impossible, so desperate, that the only one who could create that child was the same powerful one who had brought the universe into being with a word. Why would Abraham want to place his trust in anyone less than the only one who can truly do the impossible? And why would we? Believing possible things is nothing special. The Christian faith is. It believes the impossible. And our powerful Savior never disappoints. Dear Jesus, grant me your Holy Spirit, that I might confidently believe your impossible promises and put my trust in you alone. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.